You know I put some concealer under my eyes right before this episode, right?
I do. I asked you how much time you think you wasted in your life doing stupid shit.
And how much time do you think? Like, you think it's over a year? Just like, let's talk about like, just like, what else is stupid that I've done? You know, probably a lot of shit. But like, putting concealer under my eyes. You talk about how I change all the time. Like, I'm that kind of dude.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wasted a couple years of my life. And that's, and we're not even talking about anything extracurricular. You know what I'm saying? Got to get that soul breathing again, baby. Gang, gang.
All of it. A lot of wasted time if you think about it.
There's not enough time in the, or there's not enough time in the day, though. You know, not enough hours in the day.
Just waking up, you know, that first like 5 to 10 minutes when you wake up, you just lay in your bed.
Yeah.
Technically, that's a waste of your time.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Should we start it?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. Let me clear my throat here. Should I do the ad or should I just kind of fuck around?
Do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, huh? All right, what's welcome back, D-Gens. You know what I'm saying? It's the boys over at Man to Man, Sandy and Liam, man. Create a conversation between, I don't know, man. We're really trying to figure it out, to be honest, so we're going to talk about it. Before I get into this, we got two episodes that we're going to start laying out. You know, I guess I should start there.
Yeah, let's start there.
You know, we talked, so it's going to look different between Man to Man. This is a very important episode that you guys need to listen to. And this is before we get into our intro music and everything else, right? We've kind of had, I wouldn't say trouble, but we've seen ourselves come into some pretty big obstacles as far as like our viewers go. And, you know, we try to mesh in between like a lifestyle and a basketball podcast, right? And so we say we create a conversation between the modern day dating world and NBA basketball. What the fuck does that mean? You know what I'm saying? What the hell does that mean? So that's what we kind of been struggling and thinking about, and we've gotten some feedback, and we have some of our listeners. I don't know what you would say. I think most of our listeners like it when we talk about our week to week, our day to day, week to week experiences, what we do on the weekends, Instagram polls, we take it to the episodes and things like that. They like listening to the lifestyle part. And so I think you think on the other hand, that most of our listeners are NBA basketball listeners.
Not necessarily that, but when we built our, you know, when we've started a podcast about basketball, you know, in the first year, the fans that we did pick up not only just like to hear us talk, which is kind of the lifestyle portion, but, you know, there's other people that like basketball. So when you start a podcast and you have, you know, a name of Man to Man, the NBA show or whatnot, you are needing to target that audience, which for us, we found it's kind of hard to have two target audiences, as they say. So I think it's more enjoyable for, you know, the people that are only here for the lifestyle and only here or only here for the basketball. They don't have to listen to both. You know, if you are here as a listener, you know, that you love basketball, we have just a basketball, you know, episode for you every week. And the people as of recently that we've gained, they like our lifestyle. They like to hear us talk just about our, like you said, our day to day, what are we doing, our experiences. So it just really splits up our target audience. And I don't know, I wish that we knew the exact numbers so we could, you know, it could help us just target that audience more. But it's hard to, you know, sit here and talk about two very different topics every week. So for us, we do love to talk here, sit here and shoot the shit with each other and just kind of let it flow and do our lifestyle. But at the same time, we've built kind of this brand around the NBA and NBA talk. And, you know, we're on Dash Radio and those listeners there kind of, you know, more per se may like just the NBA talk. So we've decided to split into two episodes. And if you like both of them, listen to both of them. You know, if you only are here for the lifestyle, stay for, you know, listen to your lifestyle. If you're here for the NBA talk, listen to the NBA talk every week. So
nothing's changing here. The lifestyle is still going to be nuttier and nuttier. So we just coming out with two different episodes a week. We got the basketball episode. We got a motherfucking life. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what we doing, man. We appreciate you guys rocking with us. A couple quick shout outs. I'm not even going to go into the ad yet because fuck an ad. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, SeatGeek. They never actually reached out to us, but, you know, SeatGeek actually, never mind, fuck it. You know, we can sponsor video, I guess. you know, holy shit, I got a buzz real quick on these sour beers, man. So that's what we doing, man. We appreciate you guys rocking with us as always, man. You guys keep us going. Shout out to Dash Radio. We're still on Dash. Nothing but Net channel every Monday, 4 p.m. Shout out to Six Pack Covers, multimedia agency here in Nashville, Tennessee. We partnered up with Six Pack. If you guys are interested in, you know, learning about finance, crypto, you know, great places to eat in Nashville. You know, they got a variety of topics on sixpackcovers.com. Go check them out. So anyways, we're here, man. And this is episode 87 for us. 86 came out on Monday. I don't know when this is going to drop, dude, but either Wednesday or Thursday. But what's up? It's Andy and Liam from Man to Man Podcast, where we create a conversation now between staying up to date in all aspects of life, and then that's going to fall under just entertainment, what we do on a day-to-day, month-to-month, you know, how we get chlamydia, you know, and just little things like that. So I'm probably going to cut that out. So we're here, babe. We appreciate you guys rocking with us, man. This episode is going to be exciting, man. We're going to talk about what we did this week. Some crazy, crazy events happened this week. I don't know about you, Liam. You got a little goatee going on, man. I don't know if you shaved in a couple weeks, but we'll talk about that. You know, we'll talk about some different things here. We're excited. We're not going to foreshadow it too much, so we're just going to let you guys listen and tune in. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the hoop star, man.
100 shots, me and my niggas pull up in 100 drops. My role model used to get 100 blocks. Street niggas in a tuxedo, we the mob. She looked at my watch too long, now she see stars. I got so high last night, I did a show on Mars. Yo, bitch ate my dick, I caught her on them bars. My pinky ring, extra large. Phones all in the garage. Remember my first Menard? Yeah, Toy and Britney. I'm shopping for diamonds at Tiffany's. No, I don't got no sympathy. She blew my whistle like
man. Bet with the best, man. Bet with the best. Here's the ad. You know what I'm saying? This ad's funny, man. It's not just a traditional read, you know? I mean, we're reading it, but I'm going to mess around with it a little bit. It's an ad, so hopefully we can get the point across as best as possible. Today's episode of Man to Man Lifestyle episode, baby, is brought to you by the official betting app, WynnBET. That's WynnBET for you Southern folks out there who had no education like myself, man. Shout out public school system, baby. All you had to do is click the link and I feel like, you know, you went to a public, hold up now, you went to one of the best public schools. No, you went to a private school, but it was pretty much like a public school.
I mean, I went to one of the most prestigious academic.
Do you guys say that though? Hold on, real quick. Pause this ad.
Private schools in
Nashville.
Is
that like the thing? I've heard you say that, man. The most prestigious, most is that a thing that USM people say?
I mean, they are in the like number one or two every year in academics every year.
And then there's the award on like Cover Magazine that says most prestigious though.
Yeah, we're most prestigious in terms of academics. Yeah.
Okay, word. That's what's up. Okay, back to that, man. I apologize, man. I apologize. You guys just never had to wear uniforms or anything. You guys were smoking pot during lunch and things like that.
I mean, it's a private school.
You were selling vodka bottles to me like before the basketball. We can talk about that now. You know what I'm saying? That's a public school act right there, dog. That's a public school act right there, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully Bernie don't listen to this one. You know what I'm saying? That's all right, man. We just trying to get some support from our mothers, man. My mom doesn't even ask me how my day is going anymore. I ask her, but she don't ask me. I let her know, man. All you have to do is click the link in the description.
Whatever. Going back to the bet?
Yeah.
The WynnBET.
WynnBET, man. WynnBET. All you have to do is click the link in the description of whatever platform you're listening on, or click the link in any of our social medias at Man to Man Podcast. Guys, if you're a new user, The first bet is free. That's all I'm going to say about that. Deposit $1, get up to $100 to bet on, or you get your first bet risk-free. You can win $1,000. You put in $1,000, you bet $1,000 on something, you're either up 10 grand or you're back to $1,000 in your account. That's as simple as that is. WinBet, click the link in the description or whatever you're listening on, or click the link on any of our social medias. It's available in your state. Trust me. Whoever's listening to this, it's probably available in your state. All right, cool, man. Well, you know, Liam don't really like talking about selling vodka bottles, but I do. So just let that be known, man. We all did some crazy stuff in high school, man. What was the craziest thing you probably did in high school, man? I guess I, without putting you on the spot, because I kind of already did, right?
Craziest thing I've ever done in high school?
Yeah, I think I was asked that. Like, what was the craziest thing? I was asked that. I was definitely asked that a couple weeks ago. Like, what was the craziest thing you ever did in high school? And I was thinking about it. I never got, you know, out of school suspension or anything like that. I think the craziest thing I probably did in high school was, as much as I hate to say it, I smoked pot before a game. And I didn't think I was playing on a varsity team, but I wasn't really getting that much playing time. I smoked pot before the game with my boys who didn't go to Lipscomb. Shout out Lipscomb, man. Everyone's smoking pot over there. And I don't smoke pot, or I don't condone any of this, what I'm about to say. I don't even smoke pot anymore, man. I get anxious off it and everything else. But I smoked pot with my boys before a game for the JV game. And I started. It's a JV game. Fucking balled out. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, varsity game's next. Starting point guard was a fucking stud. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing. He gets 3 fouls in the first quarter. Fuck, I'm still lit, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I get on the court, man. And of course, we're playing East Lit, like the best public school team in Nashville.
How did that go?
Not yeah.
It was a blur, so. Huh? He was like a smoke screen. It happened, and then you're like, holy shit. Did you perform well?
Nah, I got taken out of the game after the first possession. I was playing defense when I got in. You know, you always try to like dab up the guy when they're going in and out of the game. It started off real wrong like this. I missed his dab. You know what I'm saying? I fucking missed the dab. I was like, fuck, I'm lit. So, the kid comes down, does like a, I don't even know what the move's called. It's a sham god, I think. I've never seen a sham god move in my entire life. If you can do a sham god and really, if you can do a sham god in a high school game, I'm sorry. Are you practicing that? Is that what y'all are practicing? Because I ain't never seen that shit before. Pretty much, I've never seen it. You know, I Larry Birded cross-eyed 5 different ways, man, and fell down to the ground. It was at our hometown. It was at our home school. And, yeah, man, everyone's like, damn. And then after that, I get the ball. He scores, obviously. He scores layup. I get the ball on the outlet, and I'm like, fuck, I'm lit. I'm just going to do what I've been taught in practice is just push the ball. You know, pass it up the court. I take one dribble. I don't even know why I'm not dribbling to the fucking half court line. You know what I'm saying? I try to just pass it up. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get that over with. Let me try to move the rock here. Let me see what I can do on O. O is a show. D is a motherfucking key. Guy ends up stealing the rock. guy ends up stealing the rock. And he goes down. He just, you know, swerves right past me. I'm like, oh, shit. Now I'm backpedaling, right? He's going for, I think this guy's going for a dunk. This guy's like 5'5", bro. You know, and I'm thinking he's going to dunk. I'm that lit. You know what I'm saying? He's just a sham guy. Probably going to nut on head. I'm a couple feet back from him, behind him. Think he's going to dunk. This motherfucker, I didn't know they do this at public school practice, but they jump stop. You know what I'm saying? What we did. He jump stops. I pretty much just flop over this guy's body. You know, I was trying to redeem myself. Flop over his body. He gets the and one, you know.
Coach is thinking in his head right there. It's like, he ain't ready for the moment. He either too young, or this man is litty than a titty. And I ain't never seen that shit before.
Yeah, and my coach was definitely cross-eyed. Like, he had this eye that would just twitch at you, bro. And, like, it wouldn't get real bad until he was pissed. And you could tell, like, this guy's eye was fucking twitching out of his fucking eye socket, dog. You know what I'm saying? And so I got taken out of the game. It was the most embarrassing thing that ever probably happened to me up until this point in my life. And I'm 25. That was 10 years ago. I'm looking at my boys behind me. He's just staring at me while I'm going out the game. You know what I'm saying? No, everyone, when you go out the game, you know, all the guys on the bench are high-fiving you. I got no motherfucking high-five. You know what I'm saying? I got embarrassed in front of the whole school. Coach is walking down with me and just seeing if I can sit down correctly. Like, he knew, bro. Like, he knew I was lit. He knew I smoked, and I didn't get any playing time for the rest of the year. Yeah, that was a whole conversation, man. That was terrible. Yeah, some things I regret in high school. But that was high school, man. And I could have been a lot better. I really could have been a lot better in high school. But yeah, long story short, that was probably the worst thing that happened to me in high school. I looked over at my boys at the stands, and I was like in tears, man. And they just felt so bad for me. And then, needless to say, as you can imagine, the rest of the season, while I'm getting the only time I'm getting on the court is layups in the warmups pregame. And, you know, we're always doing it next to the opposing team, the opposing bench, opposing stands or whatever. Next game, playing like another, you know, Maplewood team. One of the kids goes, "Hey, bruh, you on Juice's highlight tape, bruh." So, that's, I'm on Juice's highlight tape. I hope that kid did real. I hope he went to college and you know, made it to a G League team. You know,
because you helping him, one way or another. You got embarrassed, but you helping him.
At least I helped him out, man. What about you, man? I don't know, man.
Craziest thing.
Just any, craziest thing. I mean, there were probably more crazier things that I did, but yeah, that was. I had a lot of anxiety in high school. Yeah, just transferring to from a public school my whole life to a private school. Had a lot of anxiety, man. I was afraid to talk. Public speaking was a big thing for me in high school. I was definitely afraid to, you know, read the Bible. You know, we had to read verses out loud. You know, a lot of anxiety. Presentations, everything like that, man. It was just, I didn't like high school, to be real. Not to get too deep into it, but I had some really good friends. I think that's why I smoked pot but I think that just made my anxiety worse. And so that's why I don't really smoke anymore. So.
Yeah. I remember one time though, we were going to, I guess my life revolved around basketball, but we were going to a game and, you know, we played some teams that you have to drive a couple hours to, right? And we get a bus. So we're like, you know, driving along. We're probably 45 minutes in, you know, half the bus is sleeping, you know, that's all you do on the bus. And, you know, you're just sleeping. And out of nowhere, we hear some screaming and everybody wakes up and our dumbass bus driver and it smoked the car in front of us. We're all the way off the road, off the side of the road. And like, the whole front end of the bus is you know, absolutely just destroyed. And we had to get off the bus and go ride with the girls. But I think that was the most crazy. It was like, kind of gave me a realization, like real shit does happen. Like, you know, you hear about some crazy car wrecks or you hear people, you know, killing people. I think that was the most like eye-opening thing for me of like, things can happen to me. You know, I'm not just untouchable, you know, things like this happen all the time in the world. And it kind of just gave me that realization and thankfulness that, you know, obviously something more seriously didn't happen, but.
Was anybody hurt?
No, nobody was hurt. The guy in front of
what
us.
What happened? Was the bus, what time was this, man? Was like the bus driver.
It was like 5 o'clock. We, we get out right of school, drive an hour and a half or 2 hours for your 7 o'clock game. And the thing is, I didn't really figure out what happened because we were all asleep. But later find out the car just stopped because there was some in the road and our bus driver just didn't have enough time to stop the bus in time without hitting him. Hit him and then just swerved over in the middle lane ditch, you know? And I mean, it was frightening, but we got to the game all right. And, you know, we won the game, but that was probably the most like crazy thing that I can remember off the top of my head that happened to me in high school. Nothing like some other thing.
Was the bus driver high or something? You know what I'm saying? Like in those situations, you can be lit and kind of fuck up.
No, he just, he was, you know, he was deemed.
This guy was an old head, one.
No, he wasn't old. He was just middle aged, but he just loved it. He was always our bus driver for our basketball game. So it was one of those things that just unfortunate that it happened, but at the same time, it was just really, really eye opening in that sense. And I'm glad that nobody else did get hurt. So
yeah, man. I've always wanted to be a bus driver, but you hear those crazy stories, man. Like if I was a bus driver, I'd probably be a bad. It's probably, we talked about this, you know, if you got some, what do you want to do? Is it in your backup life or your, like, your next life? Like it's like a truck driver. Like imagine how, that's why I said I want to drive a Tesla truck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. High school was crazy, man. High school was really crazy, man. I'm sure a lot of people have many, many stories in high school.
What were you talking about? You said in the front you had a tube down your throat this week. What's up with the tube down your throat?
When did I say that?
At the beginning of our episode, you mentioned that you had some work done. What were you doing with the tube down your throat?
Yeah, man, I had a tube down my throat, so I pretty much saw the inside of my esophagus. you know what I'm saying? That shit looks nasty, brother. That shit is red. I'll tell you that. Yeah, I've had some throat issues in the past month. I've kind of talked about it. My thyroid. I thought it was my thyroid. Now it's my lymph node. Now it's my fucking, my thing up here, right under my jaw, my left side of my jaw.
Were you like awake for that?
Yeah.
So they just stuck something down your throat.
Yeah, it's the second time that's happened to me. It's the second time I've had a tube down my throat. It kind of runs in my family, man. Both of my parents have had their tonsils taken out, but I can't have my tonsils taken out at the age of 25. Like, I'm too old to have my tonsils taken out at this point. it could be many things, man. I don't know what's going on. I'm taking steroids for my throat now, and I went to go see an ENT and things like that. It's scary, you know. It's like I don't want any, you know. All you think about is cancer. Like, right. I don't want cancer in my throat. Luckily for my doctor that I saw about a month ago said, you know, there's really no, like, I'm not worried about anything with you. Let's try this amoxicillin. I got put on the amoxicillin and that didn't really help. And I was kind of, you know, going back and forth with the amoxicillin. It's probably not best that I just wasn't taking it as I should have been. But so I got referred to an ENT and yeah, I had a tube down my throat. He like sprayed some stuff up my nose that numbed the back of my throat. And he kind of just was putting a tube up my nose and down my throat, and it was a little uncomfortable. But
the only,
I mean, he was like,
the only time I had something like that happen to me was when I was cleaning the garage at our old house in Nashville, and my mom, obviously she works during the day, so I was home, and one of my chores were to clean the garage door or the garage. And if you've ever been in a garage and you park your car in a garage, all your oil and stuff is on the ground and you got to clean that up. Well, I, you know, thinking of myself, I was like, well, what was a good way to, you know, clean this? So I called up my mom and asked her, what should I do to clean this? You know, I see that you tell me to clean the garage floor. How do I do this? She said, just put some bleach and water in the thing, in a bucket and, you know, start scrubbing the garage floor. So I'm over there scrubbing the garage floor with this bleach and oil and, you know, gasoline fumes, and I get done and I'm in the house, right? And I am like, I can't breathe. Like, you know, when you like out of, like, remember if you ever like got the wind knocked out of you, can't seem to catch your breath, like you're like trying to catch your breath. That's what it was like, my feeling.
Yeah.
And so I called my mom and I was like, Mom, what's going on? Like, I can't breathe. She's like, go step outside, get some fresh air. Nothing was happening. Called the ambulance. And later to find out, I was like, you know, poisoning myself with the bleach and the gasoline. That mixture is like, I forgot what it was called, but they used to use that like, make sure to like suffocate people,
to kill yourself. Yeah.
So, yeah.
How long were you unable to breathe for, dude?
Well, they put me on oxygen in the
I'm talking about when you were at home still.
Oh, it hit me like an hour or two after I got done cleaning, but it happened for like 20 minutes. I could still breathe, but it was like real shortness of breath, like gasping for air. And I was like, there's something wrong. And so I got on oxygen. Once I got to the hospital, I figured out that's what it was. And they were sticking tubes and shit down my throat, but it was for it was for the air.
Were you asleep?
No.
See, that's got to be uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know. It was a weird sensation, but I just don't. There's a couple of things in my life that I just really hate the feeling of. Like, I was talking with somebody, and one of the biggest things is like, you know, when you sit in a bathtub and you get your fingers get all wrinkly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or your toes get all wrinkly. And you start
on that grandma style, bro.
Yeah. And you get out and you walk. That feeling of walking on like your wrinkled feet. Oh, I hate it. It's one of the worst feelings in the entire world. But
yeah. Well, yeah, man. I see, we've been boys forever, man. It's just, you know, stories that I don't know about you. And I appreciate you bringing to the pod, man. I'm sure everybody else appreciates that story. So I guess moral of the story, don't clean the floor with bleach.
Yeah, or just don't get stuff stuck down your throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No tubes down your throat and you'll be in a good situation.
Yeah, throat's a very scary thing, man. That's why I was like, I'm actually going back for a CAT scan on my throat. So really? Wish me luck, man. Yeah, I think I'm good. But there are things that can lead to certain other things. And so, I just got to drink a lot of water and take these roids, man. Take these roids. I think it's also just because I talk a lot too. Like, you know, my dad was a singer, you know, just sang all the time, and he always had throat problems and things like that. And we talk every single week. You know, I talk every single day. I'm sure you do too. And more than a lot of other people, you know, I talk to make a living for myself. And so I'm good, man. I'm good. I just wanted to go make sure, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man. Here we go. So y'all wish a young brother luck out there, but we're always wishing for good health for others too. You know what I'm saying? Hope you guys are breathing alive and well. And that's kind of what it is, man. So we appreciate it. What else, man? What else, man? I don't want to make this too dark of an episode. It's like our first lifestyle episode. What else, man? Like, what's some funny stuff that's happened to you?
Shout out to Thanksgiving.
Shout out to Thanksgiving.
This will be dropping on Thanksgiving or the day before, I believe, but.
It's got to be the day before. I don't think anybody's going to listen to us on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I got a question for you on this. I guess it came to my attention, and this is one of the things that surrounds Thanksgiving. Do you put your Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving?
No. No, I don't.
When do you put up Christmas decorations? You know,
probably like the second week in December.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people do it like the first day of December and things like that. I just probably don't have time to do it, dude. You know?
Yeah.
We're just not that festive. Where I'm from in Nashville is my mom and I. Thanksgiving, we're barely even celebrating Thanksgiving. I was like kind of asking her a couple nights ago. Because you always see like people talk about Thanksgiving. There's always Friendsgiving. That's another thing. I've never been a part of like a Friendsgiving. Some because like I have a ton of circle of friends. And me and you have never really done things like Friendsgiving or anything like that. You know, because you haven't invited me to Lake House, to say the least. But we'll probably put up decorations in like second week of December probably.
Yeah. Cause one of the conversations I had this last week with somebody was, what do you do for your Christmas decorations? Do you put up a tree? Are you putting up lights? But the bigger question was, when do you do that? And I'm very selective in how I celebrate some, I guess, holidays. And you can't start celebrating a holiday before another holiday has even started or has been going on. Like, you can't.
A lot of people skip Thanksgiving though, because Thanksgiving's like, what are you gonna put up? You know,
well, you can
put up, like, yeah, we already got, you know, unwanted leaves in our homes now, you know what I'm saying? Like, that should be enough.
But you don't put up Christmas stuff. You don't have to put up decorations for Thanksgiving, but you don't put up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
What about after Thanksgiving, though, like right after?
Right. You can make it a whole tradition. If you celebrate, you know, have a good dinner or whatever you do for Thanksgiving, and that night you decide, all right, well, I think I can put up my decorations for Christmas. I'm down with that. But don't. Yeah. It's like 4th of July. You out there celebrating 4th of July 2 months before 4th of July. It's like, nah, I'm just...
It's one of the best times of the years, man. Thanksgiving falls into Christmas. Hopefully no bombs this year on Christmas morning, man. The guy was a fucking nuthead, man. I'm trying to watch some b-ball. You know what I'm saying? It's funny because Thanksgiving, like I said, it's just my mom and I here in Nashville, and we're not going to really do anything. I was like, what do you want to do? She's like, probably just order some Japanese. So the fuck? Huh? Fuck you, pilgrims. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that the vibe that we're doing? Like, what? Yeah. What are we doing here?
My family always gets together, all, you know, 30 of us or 30 plus.
You got a big family, dude.
Yeah. Always have Christmas dinner.
The cool thing about like these holidays, though, you guys got like the cool kids table than like the old heads. You guys got that rocking for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. We always are. We got
a
separate.
You ever give a speech or anything, dude? Like, they're, you know, everyone knows you got the pod. You know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of, you know.
It's funny because
putting you on spot.
If you know me, though, you know, truly know me, I'm a more, you know, quiet person. I'm not real out, like, crazy outspoken. I don't talk. Especially if I'm like in a big group setting, I'm not the one to lead the conversations. I'm always sitting back, not really wanting to talk. Because half the stuff.
Is that why you guys lost the championship in high school?
That's another reason, but.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. But I just don't. Because half the times it's small talk, and I hate having small talk with people. If I'm going to talk to somebody, I want it to be meaningful. And if it's not meaningful conversation, I really don't care what you talk about. Like, you know what I mean? So,
but that's not the question, though. Is somebody call you out because you got the pod?
What about it? Like, no.
Like, you know, speech, you know, Liam, hey, how's the pod going? Like, when people ask me that now, I'm like, it's good, dude.
I tell them it's good.
I really ain't got nothing to say about it.
I tell them it's going good. If you want to know more, tune in. I need those numbers up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we need the numbers up, man.
So it's like, I have a podcast. Yeah, thanks. I'm glad that you know that I have one. But if you want to know more about how it's going, tune in. And if you were tuning in, you probably know how it's going. So
yeah, it's funny, man. They were we had a cop come into work last night, and they were like, he was like, hey, you guys got an intercom? And we're like, nah, we don't. He was like, oh, okay, well, there's a white Nissan truck parked outside, and he's about to get towed. And we just, if you guys can kind of just ask around, see if anybody's in here. And everyone that worked where I work at looked at me and said, you got it? Why the fuck I got it? You know what I'm saying? if there's anybody that can do it, hey, anybody got a Nissan white truck? Yo ass about to get towed. That's how I said it.
It's probably why you got the throat thing, because you out there screaming all the time.
I know, dude. I'm screaming all the time, man. So I'm trying to chill out a little bit. Like, talking nonstop is, you know, it's, I almost called you today, but like, nah, dude, I'm rain checking on this. You know, it was a bad day for the Titans too, man. So. Let's not get into that. But Thanksgiving decorations. No Thanksgiving decorations for me. You know, I remember Thanksgiving decorations was more fun as a child, you know, as a little person. When I wasn't 5'8", but you know, probably like 5'7". But I probably just draw my hand, like outline my hand as a fucking turkey. You know what I'm saying? Is that like, what about Christmas though, man? We have the same tree that we use for Christmas every single year.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
People go pick out their Christmas trees, and I get that's like an experience. Nah, we just got the same tree. Our tree's white too. Our tree's fucking lit. Yeah. You know, we got lights around our trees, and we got a little remote where we can change colors: red, blue, purple.
Yeah. So you're not. What do you think about people getting the real trees?
I like it, dude. I say, yeah, that's cool. I just got time. I ain't got time to do that. You know, I like Christmas, man. I don't know. I say when I'm older, man. I hope my family is a little bit bigger than what it is now. That's no shades of the Madre or anything, but I kind of just swam out, you know, like I was a birth control child, as you can expect. So I hope my family's a little bigger. And that's another thing, actually. Let's get into that real quick. Nah, let's not get into that. What else?
let's get into something. You're not with that.
Nah, I'm not with that, man. I'm not with that. Yeah, what else is going around, man? So we got what? All right, so I got something that I've kind of indulged in recently. Is I started my portfolio.
What type of portfolio is it?
We talking crypto, baby. We talking crypto. So I started my crypto portfolio, and I've been trying to educate myself in a rabbit hole of YouTube videos as to like what Bitcoin is, what crypto is, and everything else. So I don't know if I'm following the right people. I've talked to people. I know people that are really, really big into crypto and do day trading and things like that. But there's a lot of scammers out there. And, you know, you learn. Yeah, are you familiar with crypto at all?
Oh, yeah. I've dove into cryptos for the last about year. I wouldn't say I'm heavy in them.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything in crypto?
I still have a little bit of Dogecoin that I have. I do have, you know, shares of Bitcoin. And then I do have like some shares of Ethereum, but nothing like
you got a couple different positions, brother.
Yeah, but nothing like I'm not. They all say like if you're going to go into cryptos, you should stay in Bitcoin because that's the only one that's going to last.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know enough about it. And I really honestly don't have the time to really dive into it as much as you need to do to actually learn about it. So for me, I know you people talk about this and that. So I'm like, all right, I'll do a little surface research about
it. It's fun though. It's fun, isn't it?
I'm be honest. It really just was me clicking a button saying, I want to buy this. And I kept it. So,
yeah, I feel that. I've been kind of doing some research into Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin, you hold on to Bitcoin because I somewhat believe that it's going to be the next currency. Right now, we're so into debt and things like that. And when you take out a loan, I kind of watched this weird, weird video. And I don't know if it's so true or not, but it's just talking about like what money is in America and things like that. When you take out a loan, you kind of get, you know, $10,000 of a loan or whatever. And then that goes to like another bank. And it's, you know, it's like not real money. You know what I'm saying? It goes to another bank. Someone else takes out a loan. Then that goes to the next bank. Someone else takes... Like, they don't, I don't know how the fuck I'm trying to say this. It's not real money when you take out loans, like with credit cards and things like that. That's not real money. You know, you can't take out $300 in a credit card when you got a credit card line of like $300, $500. But we're just running out of money, I think. And so I think that's kind of what I'm trying to get at.
Well, it'll be a while till we change to a new currency. I don't think.
But that's another thing. Yeah, it's like no one's going to understand what cryptocurrency is if like that's the next currency.
Well, that's another thing that a lot of people, I think, especially that aren't really educated about the subject of cryptos and currency in general. We have, you know, tens and you know, hundreds of different types of currency technically out there in the world. And it's not that one currency is better than another. It's how it's evaluated and how it's valued. So I don't ever, I really, at this point, I don't think we'll ever, you know, the US dollar will never be, you know, we won't change currencies, but we'll have other currencies that will be accepted. And I think one of those are like a Bitcoin. Bitcoin will be accepted as a form of payment. I don't think we'll ever truly get away from, you know, the dollar. Or the U.S. currency.
You got to have like some sort of ledger though, as like a two verification authentication thing, like putting Bitcoin, taking out money and stuff like that.
Well, you have to look at it too, like in cryptos, how do you value a crypto by the U.S. dollar? You know what I mean? It's how much is Bitcoin right now? It's 50,000 U.S. dollars. That's what the equivalent of one Bitcoin is. So there always will have to be a underlining value standard in that sense that we've used the US dollar to value items since the time we started buying things, you know. So I don't necessarily think we'll get away from the US currency, but I wouldn't say
better
not
get that portfolio up, bro.
I wouldn't say not.
I look at it though like that. I look at the Coinbase because I have Coinbase as the app, you know, fuck a Robinhood, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of just look at it every day and I'm like, damn, I got to put some more money into this biatch. But it's something that I've definitely noticed that goes all the way down, all the way up, all the way down. Like it's at like, it was when I bought it, it was probably like an all-time high is what it said, 62,000. And then now it's at like 54 and I'm like, fuck, dude, hold up now. So it's just, I can't even imagine being like a day trader. But I feel like I need to get into stocks that are more realistic, you know, like
another thing is
funds and things like that.
Another thing that I've tried to do this last year, especially during COVID, was take $1 a day and put it into a new stock or your portfolio. Add another dollar into your whole whatever. If you have, you know, if you say you start out with, you have a little stock here and there or this and that, put another dollar in there every day, or $2, or as much as you can afford. Nothing crazy, but just keep adding it, and you'll see by the end of the year you'll make some good money. And it's just fun to look at too. Like, you can see what stock isn't doing well and maybe switch to a new one. If you look at it that way, I think you will enjoy stocks a lot more than, oh, it's going down, fuck this, like I can't do this. And so
I don't know. Yeah, well, let's talk about you getting into real estate, man. If you're gonna talk about it, because I want to invest in property, and I think that's a thing that, you know, I'm very interested. I'm interested in getting a real estate license, man. I think that's something that you're doing right now. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So for you guys that don't know, I've had to put my pilot license and my pilot career kind of on hold for the last like 7 months now, just because through COVID. Just really, you know, other life events have happened as well, but mostly through COVID, the path in which to continue education will just take so much longer than I first imagined it to be. And I, at the end of the day, I don't truly like, you know, living where I'm living at in Indianapolis. If I, not that I don't like dislike it, just I'd rather be other places like Nashville or, you know, I can't live here for as long as it would take to finish school. So I've gotten into real estate. I've always been interested in real estate. My mom's been a real estate agent for, you know, 50 years now. And yeah, she's been kind of helping me learn the ins and outs and get through this educational course. And we're going to then move back down to Nashville, hopefully here soon, and kind of do just a kind of little business of real estate down there, kind of, you know, learn and try to sell property and get some client base going, and hopefully turn it into a little bit bigger of a business. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been starting to do the last about month or so. So,
and how long will that take you to get that license?
So compared to the, you know, 2+ years of flight school, this, I'm on a pace to get it in less than 2 months. So
yeah, it's like that. Yeah, it's like a couple months class. Yeah,
yeah, it's 90 hours. I've broken it up into, you know, about 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. So about, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 hours a week to get through it, and then just pass the licensing exam, and bada bing, bada boom, as they say.
Bada boom. Right. What would your biggest advice for someone that would be interested in getting into real estate, getting their real estate license?
See, it's hard for me to say that because I've been around real estate, like, since I could walk, you know, growing up as a single, you know, my mom's single parent, I've been showing houses with her since I was little. So I've learned the lingo and I know the lingo and that, this and that, but, really just learn the market, learn what a good market is, what a, you know, hot, cold market is, and how that affects how you sell real estate. I think that's the biggest thing. Anybody as a, you know, real estate agent or a buyer, if you're looking into getting real estate or a property of your own, know what type of market you're working in, so you know kind of the outcomes that could happen in terms of, you know, is this a good deal or not. So I would just say just learn how to know what a good market is, and that takes some time to understand. And I could sit here and teach you a whole lesson on how to work the markets and what they are, but I don't think that's like,
I think that'll be in the next episode.
I don't know if that's the most interesting talk here.
Yeah, but. No, my whole thing is like, you know, you put down 3% on something here in Nashville, and the only thing that's really affordable here are apartments that are next to Vandy, Belmont, Nashville State, TSU, MTSU, other schools like that. And that's kind of what I'm doing, man. Kind of just saving up money, and I think that's like the first real investment that I'm looking to get into. And I don't know. There's definitely benefits when you have a real estate license and you own a oneplex, twoplex, up to all the way to a fourplex or anything, apartment, house, duplex, anything like that. So that's kind of what I'm interested in doing, you know, putting a little 3% down. And the only thing that's affordable is, like I said, just, I mean, everyone, there's families that are moving here from Chicago, California, other New York, other really big cities. So I think that's interesting. We've talked about it a little bit. It's a very interesting play, and it's a smart thing to do for, I don't know, mid-20s out there, you know.
Yeah.
My mom's still renting, so it's like, yeah, we both can't be renting. So I suggest you better figure it the fuck out, my guy. I said, shit, I'll let you know. So that's cool, man. Yeah, it's been a good time talking, brother. I don't know what are we at right now? Like 48?
Yeah.
48. Anything else, man? I'm looking at your shirt in my closet. I still got it. I'm drinking beer, man. It's been a good week. I'm taking less hours off at where I work at bartending. Kind of doing some other things and hiring some experts. I've hired a couple experts now to revamp my resume and cover letter. And just, you know, my whole shit is I'm just dealing with the same shit I've been dealing with the past year. So it's kind of where I'm at. Everyone's, you know, trying to get a job. And it's Q4. Not a lot of people are hiring, but you got to just know people. We talked about connections and networking and things like that. Doing a lot more of that. And we'll figure it out, man. I think my whole thing is, and I think a lot of people our age are... they get real down on themselves, you know, and they get like, relax, dude. It's been like 8 months, 7 months, you know, it ain't been a whole lifetime or anything like that. So just keep staying positive, I feel like, is the biggest thing for a lot of people. And so that's what I'm doing. Change my room out around a little bit. Get some change going, man. Change is good in your life. So
I think that's a big thing to realize, that I've realized is, a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, unless you're in a specialized field, especially like doctors and lawyers and stuff, you go to school for something and you know, a lot of people end up doing a totally different thing that they went to school for. And it's not by choice. I mean, it's not directly by choice, but it just kind of falls into their lap of like knowing what they enjoy to do. But at the same time, we're young, we're 30, we're not at that age of like 40 or 50 where we have to work for the next 20 years. We can, you know, at the same job, we can live a little bit and being positive.
I'm not 30, dog.
Huh?
You're 30, I'm not 30.
I'm not 30 either.
Yeah,
dog.
You're 30.
No, I'm 30, but just staying positive, man. We came off of COVID. The last COVID year was, you know, hard on a lot of people. I know we've said that, but at the same time, you got to do something in your life. So just stay positive. That's, like you said, is a big thing to do. So,
yeah. Okay, cool. Well, if you don't have anything else, I just want to give a quick shout out. Actually, I don't know what I want to shout out to, man. We kind of do these honorable mentions and shout outs at the end. I don't know. This episode, I feel like, has been more just relaxed. And I like that. I think people kind of feed off our energy. I hope everyone's kind of enjoyed the episode, and I really don't want to end like this. I really don't.
I will say this before we actually end. I think the biggest thing for kind of our lifestyle, kind of do a full circle here, is if there's topics maybe that you guys want us to talk about, maybe you're dealing with something, or you've had an experience, or you like our crypto talk and you want us to do a segment on that, let us know, and we'll do, you know, maybe more of a deep dive into, do some research in that, or, you know, just ideas of topics that you want us to talk about. Let us know, and we can, you know, set a segment up and dive into that, that topic or that, you know, that type of episode. It probably won't be that whole episode, but it'd give us, you know, we'll definitely designate some time to it, if you guys are really interested. So let us know. I guess through social media or something like that.
Yeah, or if there's anybody you want us to, if you'd like to see us interview.
Yeah.
So we're interviews trying to get back in the interview, gangs. Yeah, back in the interview. With that being said, man, this is our lifestyle episode. I'm excited. Big things are coming. We really got to work on the merch. We will work on the merch. We want to get some merch out at least before the end of the year, at least before Christmas time. Get some ugly sweaters out and things like that. But appreciate you guys rocking with us. I'm going to let you outro it out, brother.
Yeah, with that, Again, make sure you follow us on all social media at Man to Man Podcast. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Maybe shoot Andy a little text message on Thanksgiving and see how his Chinese or Japanese food is doing.
Yeah.
But with that, I will namaste you guys.
Namaste to you guys. Watching my big cousin them cooking up white. Fish did a sweep and the whole neighborhood got indicted. Damn. Got a old school, but it looked like a new coupe inside it. Yeah. Now I'm not from New York, but I'm a motherfucking giant. Hey, went from having nothing to in Dubai shopping. She got fake tears, she love to walk around topless. Independence Day, we pull up and get it popping. No time for cheap talking. No time for cheap talking. You know my teeth flawless, baby. I'ma keep balling. And if you see me driving, you need best believe I bought it. I'm going crazy with this paper. They like he retarded. Don't become a target.